Saita, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis. We learned in Mishnah Aleph that there's a din of a vadai saita, a woman who's mezana. Both of it's bemezit, she's chayv misa, even if it's not basuro. So she's not chayv misa, but lamaisa she's asura labailo. That's the basic din of a saita, is that she's asura labailo. If she was mezana bemezit, and there's no evidence therefore, but if we follow the parsha, where she became Asura al Yidei Kinu Yustiro, and then he's mashke her in the Beis HaMikdash. So then the halacha is that she'll also be proven guilty, she'll be Chayiv Misa. But the existential din is the din of Kinu Yustiro to Asa her Labailo. And we saw in Mishnah Aleph that the din Kinui, which makes that then the Stira, where she's Misyachid, she'll be Asura Labailo, is only after Kinui. That Kinui is not just circumstantial, that Memela then we're choishish v'znos when she's misyachid. But that kinu is a chalois. It has to be with eide kium, and it has to be attested to by two eidim. Now we're going to learn the practical ramifications. What exactly is the kinui that creates the dinda if she's misyachid with that man, she becomes automatically asur labailo. Ketzad mekanala. How is he mekanah her? Omar lo b'fnei shnayim. He says in front of two eidim. Al tadabi imish ploini. He says don't talk to her, don't associate with him, don't talk to him. V'dibra imoy, adayin him uteres lebeisa, uteres lecha v'truma. There's no iser. And here the Mishnah introduces another din that we learn out in Pasha's Truma, that a woman who was mizana has a din that she becomes asura if she's a kohenes. She was an eshes kohen, she becomes asura to eat truma. Even if she's an eshes, a bas kohen, and her husband dies, where normally if she's a bas kohen, she doesn't have children, she goes back to the din of being a kohenes, a daughter of her father's home. But if she's a soita, she has a din of a zoina, and she doesn't eat truma. So the Mishnah is making a basic point that being over violating the husband's kpeda, that she not talk to ish ploini, does not render her a suffix that she was mizana. Nichna se'ime lebeis ha'seisa, if she went in with him to a secluded place, v'shoa se'ime k'dei tumma, and she was shoya with him enough time to be nivellus, b'oifin that it would ask her that she would become asura labailo. This, by the way, is the makor we learned in the end of Maseches Nozir, to the din of sofik tumma b'shus ha'yochid is tome. We learned this out, even though the makor over here is from a soita, and by soita the reason is because after the husband was mekaneh, so raglayim ledova filohochid exists. A kosev is we learn out over here to all sofik tumma b'shus hayochid. Now sofik tumma b'shus hayochid is even if the place was shayich to do an avera, it's balayla, nobody would see, but it's not be'etzim amakom seisa. It does not have a din of amakom seisa to aser an isha labayla, or if it's a amakom seisa but there's somebody else there. That's also not called nistero to be miyachid, to ask her, al yidei the yichud. The shoa so ime kedei tumo is an amount of time, but it's not clear how long that is. It's enough time for a basic maise isa, maise znos. There's a correlation to that. What's nagei halacha lemaise is how long would it take for a maise bi'ila legabe a sheer yichud in a yichud room between a chas and a kala. Is the amount of time synonymous between the two also not clear? In the middle, there's a wide range of shittas on how long the Eidim have to stand outside the Yichud room to be made that they were misyachid, kedeshir efsharus of being together. Ranging any place from 2 minutes to 9 minutes. So if shishah sa'ima kedetuma asura lebeisa, she's also to her husband. It's the Mishnah's way of saying that. V'asura lecho b'truma. She's also lecho b'truma. V'meis. Choyletzes v'loy misya bemis. The Mishnah introduces here another din, which is a wide-ranging topic in Yevamis. We'll say over b'ktzor. The Rav says that what we're talking about over here is you have a woman who was married. She was married to Reuven. And she was misyachid with somebody else after her husband warned her. She becomes Asura Labailo, Kaamur. There's a din Nosefes that if her husband dies before he was Mashker, if he was Mashker, either she died or she was proven innocent. So right now she's in a state where we don't know for sure she was Mizana, but we have to assume that she was Mizana. It's what we call a Sofik Saita. The halacha is, the Gemara learns out that she's called, she has a relationship to her husband of Ervas Dover, and she has a din that if her husband dies, she's asura liyavam. The Makar really is excess akosuf. The Gemara says v'yotze mibeis v'holcha v'hoisa lish acher by a get. The Gemara says imotze bav erves davis. So the husband divorces her v'yotze mibeis v'holcha v'hoisa lish acher. She gets married to somebody else. She could get married lish acher, but not to somebody who's not an acher. Who's not an acher? Who would she get married to besides the husband who divorced her, but he's not an acher? Yovam, who the din is the yovam to take over the marriage, is not considered an acher. So that din she doesn't have. Now, it's Exes HaKosuf. The Gemara in Yevomis Daf Yud Aleph seems to say a little bit differently. It doesn't bring Exes HaKosuf. The Gemara over there says that there's a din that an Isha that was Mizana has a din of being Asura Labayla. Not only is she Asura Labayla, but the Shem Erva Tumo Ksivba Karayis, the Shem Erva Klape her husband is doicha her from having the issues of her husband chal legabe the brother. The same way she's asur lebailo, she's asur to the yovam, because really the zika that will make her fall liyibum is really a hemshich of the issues hameis. Doesn't sound like this gzeis hakosuf. Because of that, Rishonim point out something very interesting. The Mishnah over here says v'meis choy letzes v'loy misyavemes. The husband dies, she's asur lehisyavim, we just explained that, ober chalitza yeh, which every time you have chalitzas lehim misyavemis, that means that normally if she's not misyavemis, she's not chalitzas. Chalitzas lehim misyavemis means either it's a din derabonah, this is not, this is a din deraisa, or it's a sofik. In this case, we're talking about a sofik. We have a sofik if the woman was mizana. If the woman was mizana, Bevadai, let's say they were Edom, she was Mizana. So the Gemara says in Yevamos very clearly, an Isha that's Mizana, the halacha is if her husband dies, she's not Nefelas Liyibum and not Lechalitza either. That means the fact that she's an Erva Klape her husband, he has Mechuyv to divorce her, he rather died. The shame Erva carries over Klape her brother-in-law, her prospective Yevam, and that din is that Tumek Sivba Karayis is Mafkia Zika, Hein Legabe Yibum, Hein Legabe Chalitza. It's only over here by a suffix soita, steht Chaletzes Velemis Yavemis. Now, Lechair, what Chaletzes Velemis Yavemis means is Lechair, it's a din suffix, Yitaka don't know. What does that mean? The Torah says that a woman who's a suffix soita is not allowed to live with her husband, it's not a din suffix. The Torah asked her. So you could say that's all it is a din chumra. The other way to say it would be to say, Te'ein HaChanami. Imashum, a woman who's Mizan and there are Edim, she's a soita vadai. The halacha is a soif, a soita vadai would be mafkir the zika hen legabi yibim hen legabi chalitza. And be'etzem a sofik soita does not have that din, because a sofik soita be'etzem she should have a cheskes kashrus labailo. There's a din, the Torah said that a woman who was misyachir after kinui has a din, the Torah was mechadish noch din that she's asura labailo. But that din is not a sofik. It's not just a shame sofik. That din is a new chiddush din. That din is not bechlal the din of tumek sivu karais. It's a new gzeres hakosuv of yotze mibeis v'holcha v'hois lishacher lishacher v'loy liyavam. The nafkamina of this is that if we say the simple way that a soita vadai is asura labaylon, she's asura liyavam, and it's mafkia the zika hen legabi yibim hen legabi chalitza, and a suffix soita is a suffix. What will be if that suffix soita has a tzora? A tzoras soita, if she's a tzoras soita vadai, the din tumak siva karais will be mafkia zika legabi the tzora as well. What will be the halacha legabe a sofik soita that she has a din chalatz lam savem because she's a sofik? Her tzara as well will have a din chalatz lam savem, it's a sofik. But if we say that a soita vadai is a din tumak ziba karais, but a sofik soita is a nuk zeis akosuv of yotze v'hoise v'hoche v'hoise lishacher v'loy liyavam, so then that din is only incumbent, could be, on the soita herself, on the sofik soita. Her tzara might not have that din. This Rabbi Sai is the Tamtzis Divrei Reb Chaim, the Chiddush Reb Chaim Alevi al Rambam, to explain the Machlokes Rambam the Ravid, whether this din over here of Vimeska Letzos Lamis Yavemis is only on a Sofik Soita or even on a Tzoras Sofik Soita. A Tifashtik Reb Chaim in Hilchos Yisurei Bia, Ayin Shom. Mishnah Gimel. We just explained the Mishnah Beis, the din of a Sofik Soita, din of a Sofik Soita, Hein Shiz Asura Labayla, Hein Shiz Asura Lechol Betruma. Now, what's a Sofik Soita if she's taken to the Mikdosh, she's tested with the Mayim HaMa'orim, and Lamaisa, she comes out clean? So the Halach is, we have a Birur, Al Piderech Nes, that she was a Mizana. So then she goes back to being Mutez Labayla. And because of that, the Mishnah starts with the Loshen Ve'elu Asuris Milechol Betruma, which really includes two possibilities. Either it's Nizbar that she's Asura Labayla, or it's Ef Shalavara. And because it's Ef Shalavara, so she has a din of a Safik, and therefore she's Asura Lechol Betruma. One case is Ho'imeres Tmei Ani Loch, where she says on herself that she became Asura. This is actually not so poshut, because the Mishnah at the end of Nedorim says that if a woman says Tmei Ani Loch, l'chay, the ramifications, if she is Moida, that she's Asura Labayla, she's the one who says it. There are no Edim, and her husband doesn't know any better. She says that she was Mizana. So the first fallout of that, she's right away, her husband should have to divorce her. And the Mishnah says in the end of Nedorim that she's not Nemenes Lema Tmei Ani Loch. Because with Choshish, the Mishnah and the Gemara explain over there, that she's saying it because she wants to be divorced. She wants her husband to give her a get. Is that Meikir Adin? Or is it Takona Derabona? That's a discussion about Chalik Tushainim, Atifa Sugi over there in the Dorm Daf Tzadik. Vinishvi, the halacha is that she's not Nemenes. But Legabe Truma, there she is Nemenes. She's only not Nemenes Legabe Lesser Atzma Al Baila. But to ask herself from Truma, she is Nemen. Ushebo Edim Shitmei, if Edim saw that she's Mizana, so that's a no-brainer. That if they're Edim, so then we know. Voimere Seni Shoisa, what happens if a woman digs in her heels and she says she's not going to drink the Mayim HaMa'orim? She was Kinalov in Istero, she was Mesiachet, she became Asur Labailo. She could get herself out of the situation by drinking the Mayim and being Baidi. No, chances are to Raglaim Ladov that the reason why she doesn't want to drink is because she's afraid. Abavinishvi, if she says any shaysa, she's Asur without us knowing for sure that she's Asur Labailo. But she is Asur Labailo. Shabailo in a Reitzelash Kaisa. The same possibility is the husband is scared to be mashkeher. And the halacha is over there that there's nothing you can do about it. You can't be mashkeher keneged ritzoinoi, and you'll never know better. You'll never know if she was mizan or not. There's another case also, by the way, where after she became Asur Labayla, the husband, not that he said, I don't want to be mashkeher, either he died or he was megarish. The halacha is that a husband has to bring his wife and be mashkeher. If there's no husband, either because he divorced her or because he's dead, so Mela, she blibes in her state of Sofik Zoyta, and she's Asura Lechol Betruma. V'shabayla bo'oleo baderech. Or, there's a halacha, since her husband is Asur, the Mayim HaMa'orim will only be Baidiker, the Gemara explains. When the Pasuk says that if she doesn't die as a result of drinking from the Mei Soita, the Pasuk says, V'niko ish mi'ovin v'isha itisa savoyna. It's mashma in the Pasuk, the Gemara says, that the man who's responsible for his wife dying because he insisted that she come and he gave her to drink, it's not his fault. So she's the one who's Mizana. So he's free of ovoin, and the woman is the one who has the averu. It's mashma that he's over and free, that's when it's baidik. What happens if he didn't averu? He violated the din sofik soita by being bo'alel. So then the halacha is, since he's in violation of the way it's supposed to work, the segulas hanes of the mind being baidik and her dying as a result of drinking will not work. You're not mashka. We'll add a few horrors, but first let's finish off the Mishnah. Ketzad oisala. What's the Seder Hadvarim in order that the Mayim should accurately be Baidiker? Melicho lebezin shebaoise moka. He takes her right away. As soon as she was kidding love in Nistero, he takes her right away and he says, Ishtizu, I was Mekana. She was Nistero. These are the Ede Kino Yostiro. We saw Machlek Semishna Aleph, they have to be Ede Stiro or only Ede Kino. And then he says Nistero. She says she's tahira. He says, I don't know, but she might have been mizana. I want to be mashke her. After the bezin, the local bezin hears his claim and the taina against her. Umoisun lo shnei tamid chomim to be malave shnei tamid chomim. In order to make sure that he's not ba'al le'abaderech, because if he's ba'al le'abaderech, the mayim won't work, and we want it to be accurate. So we have two yidin that are trustworthy. Be malave him shem yove ole abaderech and he's asur aloy. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer Bailo Neman Oleo. No, we don't need Tamid Chomim. The husband, Lamaisa, she's a Suraloi. We believe the husband. The Gemara says the Hezber, the Machloikis, is here you have a man who's in a compromised situation with his wife, Asura. He's not allowed to live with her. If she was Mizani, he has to divorce her. And L'chayro, we can't allow a man whose his wife is Asuraloi to be together with her. So Baderech, L'chayro, is definitely Machin L'chash. We would be a similarity to that. In the case of Ishtei Nidum, the halacha is there's no Issei Yichud because it's his wife, Samela. Even though right now she's Asurala, there's no Issei Yichud. So the Gemara says, on the one hand, it's a Kavah Chaymer. Madoch by Ishtei Nidum is a Chayve Krisus. So we're not Choshish. So over here, it's only Chayve Lavin. Maybe for sure we're not Choshish. The Chachomim hold Faket. Because it's a Chshash, because an Issei Kal, there's more of a Chshash that will be Bolel. So well, that's the back and forth between the Tanoim, whether we're Choshishim for Nisi Yichud. Let's point out something. The Mishnah said earlier, L'chay, we called it a no-brainer, Shabo Edim Shi Tmeya. If there are Edim that she was Mizana, then Fashtetzach she's Asur Eloi. It's not as simple as that. Why? Because you have a case, L'chay, where the reality on the ground that we accept could be different than the Edim. What happens if the husband brought her to the Mikdosh and was mashke her? She came out clean, and then Edim came along and said she's Mizana. So her means the Havtocha that the water is going to test her didn't come out. So Gemara says, no, the water will only test her if there are no Edim. If there are Edim, then it's nitin lehizbara shalei alpines, so then the mayim won't work. So Mela, if the water doesn't cause her to die, and then Edim come and say that she was Mizana. We assume she was Mizana, and the Mayim didn't work. It's interesting, Machloek Sushen, what happens if she drank, and then Neid Echot comes? Couldn't you say also that the Mayim wouldn't work, since the din is after a woman was kin of love and istara? We pointed out, Ve'edim bothers exist because of Neid Echot is Nema Ta'asa her Labailo, B'teres Vadai. So there we'll say as well that's also evidence that she's Mizana. And b'mokum that there's an erecha that could ask her without the Mayim HaMa'orim working, the Mayim HaMa'orim Taka won't work. This is a Machloekes Tosfos on the Vav with the Rambam in Hilchos Sota Perek Gimel, Halacha Chof Gimel. And the Chayim discussed back and forth. We pointed out also that an erecha that comes and says that a woman who's Mizana, look her anyway, she was Asur L'Bailo. Because kin alovin istura, she's asura midaraisa labailo. What's the difference if she's asura labailo because of the kin alovin istura after the yichud or the erechot? So the answer is that if kin alovin istura, she's only a sofik soita, and we learned in the end of Mishnah Beis that a sofik soita, the din is chalatz the sulem is yavemis. Masha'en kain, if there's an erechot, or they're better, they're edim, then the halacha is she has a din of a soita vade. If she's a soita vade, loichet lets us. That's one nafkamina. Another nafkamina we'll see later on that there's one shita that by a sofik soita maybe she gets a ksuba. And over here, if she's a soita vaday, she loses her ksuba. If she's a sofik soita, according to that shita, she'll get a ksuba. That could be another nafkamina. A third nafkamina could be that a soita vaday, the halach is she's chayve lavin, and if he's bo leo baderech, or he's bo leo, at any point, the Edim come and say that she was Mizana. And he was bo leo basro, he's chayv malkus, like any other chayv elavin in the Torah. Mashenkin is suffix soita, even though the Torah said he's not allowed to live with her, the Torah asked b'teres vaday. But the Torah only asked me din suffix. So that din suffix is not mechayv malkus. The Torah said he's mechuyi to be machmir, but not that she's a vaday soita. So there won't be malkus. He's a lav deraisa. But lamaisa, it's not. Not Chayve Malkus. So those will be nafkaminas if there are Edim that she was Mizana, or only because of the state of Kinelov and Listera where we're Machmir.